Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Kev.
Sal.
Rel. We got Neo Noir with us tonight. Talented group. Yo, what's
you
up?
Can, you can take the mic off if you
or
want.
Or you can move it closer.
I
can just move it closer.
You can move it, take it out the span.
Talented collective of artists. Y'all can all take a turn just introducing yourselves to the people. Let everyone know who you are, what you do, where you're from. Just a little quick blurb about yourself.
I'm Drew. I'm 14. I'm playing.
Oh, I was like, damn, his voice got like.
Yeah, right. Michael Jackson shit right there. I'm Drew. Oh my God. I sing. I play a little bit of guitar on the project, some bass and stuff.
Yeah. Dope, dope.
All right. Siggy, producer, instrumentalist. Yeah. That's it.
Skip. Y'all gonna skip my man Dan?
Damn. I mean, I'm not exclusively a part of Neo Noir, but.
I mean, you are not.
Now I am, I guess. I'm Dan. I technically manage this group with Aramis. We're sort of the behind-the-scenes people, but, you know, Neo Noir might become bigger than just these two guys.
Never know. Gotcha.
Aramis.
Yeah. There we go.
I guess I'm Aramis.
you guess?
I guess not. I'm just here just helping manage me, them.
He's kind of like
he brought us together.
Got you. So we got Drew, Dan, Siggy, Aramis with us. So we were talking a little before the podcast started, but you know I want to talk more about the origins of this group. And Aramis, you were telling us a very interesting story about how you all came together. So if you wouldn't mind just repeating that.
So I mean the whole thing it's weird because it dates back way to like what 2011. At first I met Daniel over here. Right, and we met through some mutual friends, and we used to work on music all the time and stuff like that. And then eventually, you know, this good. All right, so eventually, I had hit a rough spot in my life, and I ended up coming across Siggy over here. Right, and he was just making beats. He was pumping out like some of like the freshest shit I had heard at that fucking time. Can I curse?
Of course.
Yeah. All right, yeah, some fuck shit. No, all right. So I ended up meeting this kid, right? I met this, you know, I found him online, and I fell in love with what he was making, and I remember I was writing a lot to his stuff. Somewhere down the line, I ended up meeting Drew over here, right? Mm-hmm. And we vibed off, we connected instantaneously, and it's weird because I remember I had heard a track that he did with someone else, you know, and it wasn't meant for me. I kind of dismissed them. But
it wasn't meant for me either. Like I was not happy making the music for a while. I was just like, oh yeah. God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we ended up meeting up, and we ended up just working on a shit ton of music. These guys eventually came into contact, right? And they created some of the most beautiful songs I think that any of us have heard in a really long fucking time.
Yeah, he showed me his beats through Bandcamp and stuff. And I was kind of like making music by myself for a while. And then I was just like, a lot of people suggested like just like team up with a really good producer and stuff. So I reached out to him and like, obviously it was like more of a client and
at first,
yeah, producer thing. So I was just like, yo, I really wanted to do this music shit.
And Max, also like a side note, it would have stayed like that if you weren't fucking great.
Yeah, thank you.
But then like, we ended up, it would have stayed like that. But then
But then over time, like, we became, like, really good friends, more than just, like, artist-producer relationship.
Yeah.
I started relating on a lot of tastes and a lot of...
Yeah, I maxed out, like, my credit cards, and I was just like, yo,
yeah,
just,
nah,
like,
yo, let's just pay me a lot of money.
like, all these beats, let's just fucking do this.
Yeah.
And then I would send him, like, these crazy long essays on Facebook, like, because I'm really OCD with the music and
shit. I remember.
Yeah, I'd be like,
they told us that when you were gone.
Yeah. I'm like, shit.
It's very meticulous.
This is Justice League. I'm like really calculated, like, Batman with this shit, so.
Yeah.
All right, that's
cool. I'm, like, by any means necessary. I just want to do this shit so much, and, like, he invited me to go live with him in Canada, in Toronto.
Yep.
And I was just like, fuck, I'm gonna do this. And like, you make a kind of crazy like move like that, and like look, a lot of people that you like are friends with, they kind of appreciate that, like, that risk. Cause a lot of artists or anybody you like look up to, they kind of symbolize the risk that you're afraid to take in everyday life. And I was just like, fuck, I need to like do this. Like, it's a 50 Cent shit, like, get rich or die trying type shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the real risk was he could have killed your ass.
That is worrying there. Like, honestly, like, we drove all the way to Toronto, and I got out there, and I'm like, it just hit me there. Like, I was preparing for the move for like so long.
Yeah.
I don't know this guy in real life. Yeah,
tell me a story about the first time where it showed that fucking.
Yo, first day, like, we're chilling, and he shows me some movie Green Room. It's, like, mad violent. I'm just like, is this what he's going to do to me right now?
It's like white supremacist.
Yeah, like, you know, like, what the fuck? Like, oh, my God.
He's like, yeah, man, just watch this movie.
He's warming you up.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is scary.
But at the same time, like, within 2 days of you coming to live with us, I was leaving for Spain for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I trusted you with, like, my dog,
my
apartment.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That is, yeah, on both ends, it's, like, crazy, like, he was leaving like to a festival with his girlfriend, Supreme Leader Sounds or something, and he like 2 days meeting, he left me with his pets, his everything, and just like shit. And I'm here alone in this country, I don't know anybody, watching this house for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you
no
went
job,
yeah.
No nothing,
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I try to get the visa thing over there, it's really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to do that. Like
this is a quick aside, but like Andrew, like I can tell you're very passionate about what you're talking about, like you're very intense, like your eyes are wide.
Man,
I can just, I can sense like how passionate you are about your music.
Kind of
and what you're talking
he
about.
Gave me some fucking alphamine or something like that. I'm kind of like, I'm on some shit.
Okay.
I feel like I just did like fucking Starbucks and Coke and everything.
All right, cool. Because I'm like, shit. He really loves his music.
Nah, I really do. Like
nah, right, that's dope, man. Honestly. That's dope. So as far as like your personal origins, I'm gonna go through all of you, but like just talk about like your love for music, when you developed this love for music, or when you knew you had a love for music.
Can we move back in?
Yeah.
Definitely. Like I started singing in, like choir, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did that when I was like young, like Times Square Church and stuff. And then like my mom put me in it because she thought like I was like doing musicals and stuff like that as a kid. Like I never really did like, and then I picked up guitar and I was like, yo, this musical chair is really for me right now. Like I want to get back into acting one day maybe, but I just want like, I just like, I like in musicals, people like the teacher picks a role for you and stuff like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like I have my own jurisdiction creatively, like creating my own stuff and just like making music on my own. So like I really kind of like have my own like habitat and I'm dead instead. But yeah, just like I've been doing music for a really long time. And I think I went to school with him. Like you would never guess in school that I was doing that stuff. I was kind of just more private with it. And then there comes a time like in development, no matter what you do, where like your development needs an audience. Like
mm-hmm.
you can't just like be alone in your room just making music all the time. You gotta like develop in front of people, and like, that's part of the criticism and all that stuff and the growth. Like,
yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I would say definitely knowing you from high, because I remember you came like the last
year,
like the second to the last year.
Yeah. I come in like senior year, like
that's the worst.
Yeah. Wait, you came senior year in what grade?
High school.
Yeah,
last year, yeah.
Everyone was like, yo, what the hell is it? Like,
yeah.
It's the last year. Like, what are you doing here?
But in a way, though, like, you realize the industry is kind of like high school in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I really fit in really fast in high school because, like, a popular kid, like, was like, really, like, quote-unquote popular, but, like, was, like, kind of gravitated towards me and, like, hung out with me more.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everyone's like, oh, if he's cool with Tommy, then he's cool with everybody else. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you got to appeal to a tastemaker musically or anything, podcasts like that. And, like, once they put you on, say, yo, these guys are dope. The whole like fucking mess fuck with you, you know?
It was like he was there for the three years.
He
to be honest,
charisma about him too. He's mad extroverted. Like he can.
Yeah.
He has good people skills.
Yeah.
That's dope. So you've been doing it since how? What age you've been singing?
I've been singing for a while, but I've been playing guitar since like 12. And then like I would just go out of my way to like learn as much as possible. I never went to school for music, but like it's something where it's just like I really want to do this. So I was just like, I'll go to Canada for this shit. I'll do like random shit. Yeah. I've always had that.
When did you make that decision? Like, I'm doing this on music. I'm not doing nine to five, nothing.
The Craigslist article.
I've been like,
get on the mic for this one. I thought it was gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
You got the coffee and everything.
Yeah, right. I would be like on 22 years old, 23 years old, just like posting like religiously Craigslist articles. Oh man, I've actually shown him this, but yeah. I would take my dad's like white oversized T-shirts.
You did show me that one.
And yeah, and like draw ads on them, like, yo, singer, guitarist needs a band, and just walk around the city, just like walk around, like. Yo, people would just be like laughing and stuff like that. What the fuck is this kid doing? And I'd just like be walking, just like, as this is everything I want to do. Like, I don't really want to do anything else. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Part of this is a lot of passion, and part of this is fucking out for me right now.
No. I'm saying wow because like that takes a lot to just like throw yourself out there.
Yeah.
The average person would not throw themselves out there.
I mean, like what are your options though? It's like you're gonna be miserable, like not doing it for the rest of your life. Like if you don't do what you feel passionate about, you're just gonna just feel like. What if like that? Yeah. I don't want that hang over my head. Like, I'd rather just be like, I also kind of got this like this complex where I was just like, I feel like I have to do it, I feel like it's kind of destiny a little bit. Like, I'm not too like religious or anything or superstitious, but like, I was like 5 years old and I had like 15 like seizures by then, so I feel like I'm kind of a little like bulletproof. Ooh. A little bit. And, like, I wasn't really supposed to be like kind of be. I mean, I've taught for a little while and like been making music for a long time, but like, I was at 5 years old, the doctors were like, they told my mom, like, if he has more seizures, his brain is gonna be damaged. But you can also put him on medication, but he's also gonna have developmental delays as well. And she was kind of at like a crossroads. It was like, I'm gonna intentionally hurt him or like let him get hurt. And like, thankfully, I just grew out of it out of nowhere. So
yeah.
Like, I just feel like this is all extra time I've been granted. It's just like,
yeah.
I heard that's insane. A good saying about something like that once. Like, if you're like, you can fail at whatever, so why not just fail at whatever the fuck you want to do?
Exactly.
So like, there's no reason not to follow your dreams, basically. So like, you've gotta be like ambitious. Like, you gotta chase your dreams.
Yeah, honestly, like I said before, like passion is like really contagious. Like, your friends like see how fat passionate you are. It's like, honestly, like, I'm not trying to get like too like deep or anything right now, but
be
like,
deep, be yourself.
Like, yeah, like, we're all just kind of like energy a little bit. Have you ever seen that movie like Big Fish, and like the dad tells his son all these stories and shit like that, and like. At the end, like, he never meets his grandson, but he's like metaphorically a fish, like swimming with his grandson in the pool. So like, you're at energy now, and like, you influence the people in your life. Like, you're gonna be like, everyone dies, but like, your memory kind of lives through other people and shit like that. Like, I just want to impact people like while I'm here, where I'm still kind of like flowing after I'm dead and shit like that. So,
and like, just rebounding off what Siggy said, in terms of like, you know, the failure aspect, I think that we, just as a culture, as a species, we're scared of failure when we shouldn't be. Because at the end of the day, you could be 70 years old and you could be the happiest 70-year-old on the planet, but if you didn't try to do with whatever dream you had as a kid, if you didn't try to at least achieve it, right? You're gonna pass with that regret because you don't know the what if, right? Whatever we're working for right now, it could completely blow up tomorrow for all we know. In a good way, in a bad way. 30 years from now, right? No one's gonna take away their passion. No one will be able to like say, hey, look, you used to have this talent, but you didn't go for it.
Yeah.
So now you're stuck with this, and whether you're happy, whether you're not, right? You don't know the outcome of it.
Yeah.
And I think that like that's a message that to anyone that wants to try to achieve something or want to do something, just you have to go for it. Because at the end of the day, we don't know. We don't know what can happen tomorrow. We don't know what's gonna happen next week, next year.
I'm sorry, I was gonna say like a lot of the things like we like our age, like we complain about the internet now because like the internet, like you can like you don't have to be as talented, like you kind of there's a lot of smoke and mirrors with that shit, and like
just put in your Instagram file.
It's like honestly a lot of people, it's just like that is like skill set in itself, like kind of like pop off the internet, like you don't have to sing good, you can like you don't have to do anything
that is
like
a real skill.
It's own skill set like now. But the thing is, like, if you kind of minimalize things to, like, okay, I want to try this, and, like, now it's out there. Like, you put your songs on the internet, it's there forever.
Yeah.
It's, like, I'm, like I said, like, temporary energy, but, like, that shit is, like, permanently there. Like, even if I'm embarrassed by it, like I said, the old song was trash, or, like, I did music for, like, that's there forever. Like, I can't fucking do anything about it.
Yeah.
All I could do is make better shit to improve off that.
Yeah.
You know? It's, like... I made this joke, but, like, there's going to be a whole generation of parents who are, like, they're all SoundCloud rappers. Like, that's mad weird. It's like...
It is, though.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the internet, though.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
We would not
That's
be
true.
Here.
That is very true.
So internet has its pros and cons. The cons are obviously that any, you know, artist, can, I mean, not even art, anyone can wake up and say, I'm an artist today.
Yeah.
You know, but then also you get to discover, you know, great music from, you know, phenomenal artists that you would never have any opportunity of ever learning or acknowledging, you know, just from the internet. Like SoundCloud all the time, I just randomly like play things and then like, you know, just keeps playing the next track and the next track. And I'm like, yo, who is this? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
And I find so many dope artists on SoundCloud all the time.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And like, honestly, sometimes like everything's getting like, okay, so in this streaming age, music is kind of a utility now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like people aren't gonna really pay attention and give you the proper due. Mm-hmm. Like if you told me, like if you showed me Yeezus the first time, I'd be like, but like that's Yeezus is something that really grew on me. Like the more I heard it, the more I heard people like in favor of it, the more they argued for it.
Mm-hmm.
And certain works that are kind of like controversial, like the internet is gonna give you the opportunity to do that now.
Yeah.
Because like you go to forums and blogs and stuff like that, and people are gonna really make your case or like put you onto something.
Yeah.
Like
some passionate ass people.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like yeah, exactly.
But that's like a good thing though. The accessibility.
Exactly. It's a great
music
thing.
Is so accessible nowadays.
Exactly, yeah.
You like pay $10 a month for Spotify and you can listen to anything you want.
Yeah.
At any time. Like.
Yeah. But like, sometimes you just don't get like the. You don't really get the proper appreciation for it. It's like
everything's so saturated.
Yeah,
it's like you have so much shit out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to like basically comb through all of that to get to what like the real music is.
It's like it's hard to appreciate things because new music's gonna come out every day, and you have access to that new music every day.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't like before where like you bought an album and that was your album for the next 8 weeks, 3 months, whatever the case may be. It's like you could listen to somebody, yo, this is trash. Right, on to the next one.
Yeah.
Now, like before, you buy something, whether it's trash or not, you're stuck with that.
Yeah.
Do you guys still sit with music, or has that affected you?
What do you mean?
Like the saturation, like you mentioned, music comes out every week, every day. Do you like go with it every day, or do you still find music that you really like and you still sit with it?
Personally, I don't even keep up with music. Like I know what I like. Like. Sometimes I'll be hit in the face by a band or something that I really, really like. But, like, personally, like, I don't have the patience at this point. Like, I just don't, like, I literally don't even keep up. I mean, I used to be, like, a crazy hip-hop head, like, and I still am. Like, like Madvillainy is, like, my probably, like, top five favorite albums of all time. But I don't even listen to rap anymore, like.
Yeah.
Unless it's somebody that I already know is good and is gonna bring it, for example, like Kendrick Lamar or somebody like that. So I will listen to their shit because I know it's good. But you have so much pretentious shit and like so much garbage out there that like I literally like, and I get there's a place for everything. Like there's like, oh, it's gonna bump in the club, whatever. But that's not my taste. But so like personal, that's just like my personal view on things. Like I know what I like, I don't feel the need really anymore to keep up with things because at this point, I mean, you do have good artists coming out all the time, but like, who's really bringing something new to the table that is gonna like interest me like artistically? Is it gonna bring anything that I can't do? Because that also has like another aspect to it. Because if I hear a song and I know that I can make that beat in fucking 15 minutes. I'm not even like, it's like, it does not interest me.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's kind of like why I'm kind of conflicted on that. Why it's kind of like a curse in a sense where I can't really like, cause I'm mad stubborn too. Like I'm mad picky. So like, personally, yeah, that's just like my stance on it, but yeah, you can go around, share your opinions. I don't want to become too like negative over here.
It was very in depth. I don't remember the question. So I'm like, oh, you sit with music. Great. Yeah, I listen to a lot of songs, but I listen to them like over and over again because you get a lot from them. Especially like there's so many different ways to look at a song, like the production end, the songwriting end. Like even like honestly, like the way people like layer vocals and like layer like it's you can really listen to like a song 100 times and get something new out of it. Or just like now especially with like our music, we kind of want to do that now. Now there's a lot of like social music where it's got a deeper social meaning, but like. Like then a tertiary level, right? But on the topically, it's just like something catchy you can sing along to and stuff like that.
But there's a lot, so many people making good music with like a hidden message behind it, where it's like, yo, this is like honestly like surmising a lot of times right now, you know? Like on a, like off someone off the top of my head, he said Kendrick Lamar, but SZA has like these songs where just like they're really like socially there's an agenda behind it. And it's amazing to me personally. Like I think it's the answer to a lot of different things going on. So, but she's great. She's honestly like to me she's like a fusion of just like Odd Future, like people like Kendrick, like Frank Ocean, and like Kendrick Lamar, TDE, that whole vibe. She's like really amorphous. She's really good.
And then I mean, I was gonna say, my opinion with this, like the internet and just the modern day, just the modern day distribution of music is like, I guess the kids and people that are actually seeking these things out actually bring these things to the forefront. Someone mentioned Odd Future. You know, these kids just started off on Tumblr, YouTube, and just making these cool rap videos and songs. And I mean, you know, there was just this like joint consensus of like, yo, these kids are doing something cool. Like, and I think that's like the benefits of growing up in this like this era, you know, like while there's like a saturation in the market, I think people can actually pick and choose what they like. Because before, you know, you had like you had radio running things, you know, radio would tell you what's popping, what's cool, you know, or, you know, back then you would go into like a Tower Records, or like back when I was coming up, you know, you go into Tower Records or you
live. No, I just, it's funny you said that. I just watched a documentary on Tower Records and how they, that was really good.
I mean, I'm 25, but I got to appreciate that. The first album I ever copped was The Blueprint on CD with like my own fucking allowance money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, you know, or like you go uptown to Harlem, you have like people with the blankets laid out.
That's where I got every album from.
You know what I'm saying? Hot 97 volume like fucking 15 with all these hot radio songs on it. But, you know, I think now like there's just more of opportunity to get discovered because you could become an overnight sensation tomorrow. You know, I think if the music connects with people sonically and you got SoundCloud with like algorithms and all that shit, you know, people find music every day. I think if it's good, people are going to find it.
Yeah,
and there's more of an opportunity to find it. You know, back then, right now you don't have to work as hard because back then you'd have to work the streets and show up at a record label, you know, in front of their buildings and shit, trying to force people to hear your shit. Like, yo, here's my demo. You know what I'm saying? Now, like, there's access, and I think that's where like there's an outlet for everything. And I think with these guys now, like, that's what works in their favor because the music sounds good, and we can market it to a mass population with the internet. So I mean, it works. Both in good and bad ways because the internet saturates things, but you know, people will like weed out what's good and what's not.
The thing with saturation is like you kind of realize this too with like the way like record labels, like their involvement, like the business. Like, I always say, like, music business is like a marriage between the two, like the most beautiful and most ugly word. Not to like shade any like labels or anything, but people think analytically when it comes to like numbers and like stuff like that. So, like, you said, let's say, like, oversaturation. Like, I'm not gonna say anything, anybody's bad. I'll just like say like someone I actually like. I like Lil Uzi. Like, I think he's like really fresh for music. But a lot of people, but a label will see that and say like, oh man, he's making these numbers, this, that. And then you see like all these like little like clones of like the same type of generation. It's like, we only need one Lil Uzi though. Like, that's cool. Like, we don't need like so many extra of these things, same things. But it's so many people like, this label has this thing, it's working. This label wants the answer to that, and I need my version of this. And it's just like, you're not. I think people are trying to like, there's more of a balance with the internet where people are getting demanding what they want rather than just like labels trying to like replicate something.
Good.
That's why like we're in like a beautiful time, because like if I want to listen to like 13th century like Bavarian folk music, I can find that. I can get on Spotify, all right? I can get on Apple Music, and it's like going back to what you said about like, you know, you just digest music and it's just like, it's bumping in the whip.
Well, I just want to say I'm finally coming down now, so I'm feeling good. All right.
I can tell the nerves are low. Yeah. Like, oh, you spoke last. It was like, your eyes were a little low. I said, all right. He's back with us now.
I feel like I'm almost doing some Pulp Fiction shit right now, like crazy. Like,
he's bleeding over here.
Yeah, really, I am bleeding.
I saw that. I wasn't going to say that, but I was like,
I think it came out of my bloodstream.
I said, okay.
Alcohol wipes and Clorox.
But nah, so like, it's funny that you mentioned, well, Kev, you mentioned sitting with music, and you mentioned like you listen to music like over 100 times and you can hear like different sounds and like how full and people layer music. I'm like one of the few people I know that still like listen to music. Sure. Like, I can like, for example, this is mad random, but like Nipsey Hussle just came out last week, I think, right? And it's like one, like when I get stuck on a song, I listen to that song for hours straight. I haven't even finished his album yet because I've been listening to...
I've been listening to track four. Really,
we hear that this is
nonstop. Really, so I get stuck on a track and I just keep listening to it over and over and over and over again. And every time I listen to it, it's like I'll hear something different every single time I listen to it. I hear a different ad lib.
Yeah.
I hear like a different harmony underneath it. Like, yo, oh, someone sung underneath that, you know, and someone's singing like multiple layers underneath it. It's just, you listen to music that many times, you get to hear so many different things of it, in it, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's a sign of a great song.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You listen to it so many times and you always discover something new about it, or like you just never get sick of it, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To go off that, though, like, just like this really important point, like, one, like the concept for the project that we were working on, like, it's called Not All There While You're Here. Mm-hmm. But.
Well, let's talk about that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. No, but like, you can listen to a song in like 2007 and it means something totally different to you in 2017, right? Like, you could date somebody and like, I wasn't ready for this in this time, in this moment, but like, yo, I grew because of this. And like, if I was this person back then, I could apply it differently.
Yeah.
But sometimes you grow in spite of things. Sometimes it's meant for a whole different situation. Like, everything happens for a reason. But like I said before, like, sometimes you're gonna hear something early on and it doesn't like resonate with you, and then it hits you later on. It's like, yo, this is kind of crazy. Like, this fits my life right now.
Yeah.
Like, so many classics from when we were kids. It's, you realize the real like meaning.
Yo. Yeah. You go back, listen, you're like, oh,
you're like, okay, oh shit, like, damn, like, it applies to your life.
Yeah.
It's like 20-something-year-old, 30-something-year-old, like, applied to their life.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like, when you're a kid, you just listen for melodies.
Like, yeah, you're like, oh, this shit's hard. Yeah. Now you go back, listen, you're like, wow.
Like, damn, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Speaking some truth on it. Yeah. Let's talk about your project, though. What feeling were you trying to get from it? Because, like, what I listened to, I listened to four tracks out of it. Didn't have time. But what I got from it was like more of like the first three songs I listened to were kind of like, I don't want to say dark. I don't know. Is that the correct word to say dark?
I guess so. It's really like, it's a good term. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to say, it's not a negative. It was just like, it was darker. And then like No Hesitation for me was just like
brighter,
like very bright.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know, since I didn't finish the project, like what vibe were you trying to go for on the entire project, or what sound were you going for?
The vibe kind of changes a lot, like as you go on. And I kind of wanted to, we were talking about this the other day in the studio as we were kind of like working the songs and kind of mixing them down. But neo-noir, like the name, is like one of my favorite film genres. We talked about this, like, when I listen to his music, like, alone, no vocals or anything, it sounds like a film score. Like, I'm listening to, like, some Martin Scorsese shit, and it's just like, yo, this is, like, if I could just put my life, and that's, like, the script, or, like, his life, or my perception of it, to, like, this film score, and then that's kind of, like, a niche right there. Because, like, you don't want to be, like, everyone is successful for a reason. You know, like, Justin Bieber or all these people like that, like, they have their own thing. Like, you can't, like, really, like, it's not saying, like, oh, I don't like some particular artist, but I don't want to surmise my own experiences and someone else's exact same thing. Like, I want to find my own niche and then expand it, or we find our own niche and expand it, you know. But yeah, neo noir came from that, and like, I really like movies like Taxi Driver, Pulp Fiction, Dark Knight, like that vibe. So, and also, like, in terms of writing, I kind of think about the song visually. I kind of like, sometimes I'll write I never write lyrics down, but like, I'll write like a treatment down for like a pseudo video, and then I'll kind of go off that and create a story from there. But
wait, you write treatment down for a video?
Yeah, like a paragraph. Like, I don't go like all in depth or anything.
Wow, and then you can just like,
yeah, just like based off of like my own experience, like in my phone or something like that. But I don't like write the actual lyrics down, because like, I just want like the words to, sometimes you write things down and you overthink and it's like not relatable. So yeah, for sure, like that. That's like one of my main writing styles.
You also just get a 48-page email.
Yeah. Okay, so lyrics.
Lyrics, I'm trying to get in touch. I didn't even read all your shit.
Yeah, lyrics, I'm really like, that's the thing about me too. Like, lyrics, I'm really like, I like Junot Diaz a little bit. I don't know if you guys know him. He's like a Dominican author. He's like, I've read some of his stuff and it's like, the structure's really weird and he kind of speaks in like colloquialism that we speak in. But it's all meant for a purpose, and I wanted to kind of use like more colloquialisms, like not so much poetry, but kind of like real things people say, and like they could relate to it. Going off of like the first two tracks, I wanted to kind of like create a first act where it was kind of like dark. I mean, we created music together, but it was like mysterious. Like, you want to like listen more into it, then it gets brighter, and then like different things go on. But we broke it down to like a movie. Act one, act two, act three, and then it goes like that. Yeah, so as you go on to
the first songs on the album, it's like the first songs
that we made.
We hadn't met.
Yeah, personal sense of benefits, we never met before, like a person. Like, we made that, sent that over to each other back and forth, and then I was like, yo, these songs are cool, like back in demo form.
And then it kind of transitions into songs that we ended up making together from scratch, like no beat, like instrumentation, we'd work on it together, play the keys, play the guitar, come up with like some sort of like, I guess like inspiration for it, mm-hmm. we'd come up with something, some direction that we'd want to go,
yeah,
and then we'd create the beat together. I mean, I'd create the beat, but we'd always be like going together,
mm-hmm.
and we'd create the vibe together basically,
yeah.
and then you'd write, you wrote most of the guitars on the project, you played most of the guitars on the project, and it just kind of like went from there.
Yeah, even the lyrics though, like even yeah. if I wrote the lyrics, it's like, I don't mean like, we were living together for 6 months, and I moved in there, you reminded me.
That was like a lot of fuel
for
you to write.
Like, I'm a little bit older than him, so I've kind of like gone through a lot of experience before, like he's gone through it, but I moved in there and he was living with his girlfriend, so he invited me to live with him and his girlfriend, and then they kind of had a little breakup, and like seeing him go through that at that age, I kind of remember being 22 myself, and I'm like, yo, this is kind of taking me back.
Yeah.
So like a lot of it's like third person perspective, like, you know, I'm just like, wow, this reminds me of this, and like you kind of, because I was alone over there, like I didn't know anybody, like what the fuck do I write about, like fucking like my bowel movements and shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, like imagining things, like what do I do? So like I'm just saying, so like yeah, so like what, like where do I go from there? So I was kind of just, I had a lot of inspiration lyrically, and then we'd talk about concepts and stuff like that, and then we'd kind of flesh it out together.
Yeah it's a very collaborated, it's like collab, like from song,
yeah.
Song 11, everything is like together.
You guys know any collaboration, like any collaboration you do and you're kind of vibing with somebody, it kind of like has like a mind of its own, like
yeah.
you're kind of just like, it's just like
you just feed off each other, everything, yeah. like he fits on with the lyrics and yeah. the way he sings the things, mm-hmm. and the things, whatever, and like the vibes we create together, we're all always just vibing off each other, like everything was just like, we're just feeding off each other the whole time for those whole 6 months that we were living together, and that's basically the time span that this project was created in. I mean, mixing wise and everything, basically finished it today.
Yeah,
like it just got finished today. We're gonna drop it what, Friday?
This weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, this weekend.
It's a little tentative because we're trying to like work on a few things first,
yeah. but it's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want a listener to take from the project?
Honestly, I hope that they listen to the music in the same way, like, that we talked about, where like you sit with it, like, because we kind of attacked, like I said, like we attacked it from multiple angles. Like my intention was for you to be listen to it and be like, okay, this is catchy or something like that. That's cool. But there also is like, I want people to kind of resonate with it a little bit
more.
Yeah,
you need more than one run through to get the whole scope of it.
Yeah.
You need to like, because it's like a whole story. Basically.
Yeah, I mean, like it's kind of a lot of throwback sounds in there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like. Like I said, like maybe the vernacular on it is a little bit more modern, but the a lot of the production like angles, like a lot of like the techniques are a little bit older. It's got like a little bit of a vintage sound, and, like that's kind of like our angle. But I think that we want you to kind of like, yeah, let's like, listen to it more than once. Because honestly, like he makes hip hop beats for a living. Like he makes that for, he drops like every month, every week, whatever.
Yeah, I don't
it is.
Even listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is like, we could drop a single every day. Like, we could do that. But, like, my mindset is, like, I want to zig differently, zag differently from other people. Like, why would I do the same exact thing as everybody else? Like, we want to kind of go back to where, like, we put out projects and we make you listen to them. Like one of the ideas we have right now is we're actually coming with a short film to go with the visuals. I mean, to go with the songs.
Mm.
So it's going to, like, promote things at our pace, so you can kind of really kind of digest it. Because like I said, like now music is like a utility. Like you listen to one song, and like that song, like it's What Have You Done For Me Lately. Like they kind of fall off for 2 weeks. Like, oh yeah, who's that again? It's like, yo, Nicki Minaj. I feel like she was on the top for a little while, and she's still great. But then like Cardi B comes up, and it pushes her down. It's like someone is always pushing someone down. It's like it's a really competitive industry. Like you got to be fresh, fresh, fresh all the time. So like even in the music industry too, you realize like, outside of like the top people are kind of like celebrities who make music. It's not like musicians who are famous because they make music. They do things outside of music to stay relevant, and then you listen to
and
the
then
song.
You listen to a song. Oh, it's that makes sense.
So it's actually hard to get to where you want to go, because who cares if you're not, if you got like 500 followers on like Instagram, you can't use the same exploits to propel yourself like all the other people, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Genre of music. You guys keep mentioning hip hop. I didn't get a hip hop. Like,
I
didn't get hip hop when I listened to your music. So, like, what genre do you classify your music as?
I would say
that's a tough question.
Yeah, it's alternative. For sure, but a lot of like R&B and neo soul. Like,
okay, that's what I got from
like,
it. Okay,
we listen to like a lot of old soul stuff. Like one of like our favorite songs to listen to is like "Summer Breeze" by the Isley Brothers. Like I love Isley Brothers so much. Stevie Wonder, like Prince, like
it's like a music.
Yeah, right? Prince. For me, Prince is like God. Like honestly, no, seriously, like that's dude, yeah. Like, what is Prince's genre? Honestly, he does anything he wants. Like he wants to play funk. He does that. He wants to play a solo like Eddie Van Halen. He does that. It's like he's bigger than everyone's going for versatility now. Like no one really has a genre anymore. So like everyone's trying to go for what Prince did. Like just be all over the map. Yeah. Like everyone's trying to be a jack of all trades.
No need to box yourself.
Yeah, he's not even jack of all trades because he's like a master of everything.
He's a master.
Honestly, yeah. It's like as a kid trying to play guitar, it's so overwhelming to try to become as good as him in every aspect of like, what he played. It's like
it's very alternative Bavarian funk.
Yeah, funk, R&B, neo soul. There are some like hip hop influences in there.
Drew and is like a good example.
Because like a couple of the songs on the album are beats that you found on my channel that we then kind of like made into the our style.
Yeah, you're not gonna think of them as hip hop beats if I sing on them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I found them as hip hop beats and I started singing on them.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's what kind of stuck out as a customer or a client to him because like everyone was trying to approach his music the same way, and I was just thinking about this as like, oh, I don't really rap, so I'm gonna sing, or like you know, like sing rap flow, like I'm trying to do that a little bit now because like that's like the wave. So,
It's true. So I basically, when I was listening to it, I got like a theatrical, like from the songs I've heard. It reminds me of remember that movie? Is it Driver with Ryan Gosling? He barely says shit, but like, like a whole like Grand Theft Auto Miami, Vice City. Yeah, that's what I get. Like I'm driving in like with the top down and like neo lights are playing in the back.
Yeah, and if you listen to the early part of that, that's definitely like the vibe. It's like really mysterious, and I kind of really wanted that to be at the front because like we didn't know much about each other making those songs. Like that's like what we made before I went out there, and like it kind of like you ask a question like, what is this, you know? But like as you go through it, it kind of morphs into a lot of different things that we kind of like,
that's what we can't even answer.
Yeah,
it's like we from here we're gonna go do a bunch of crazy shit.
Yeah. You never know. I might rap, throw a 16 like
You like, all right.
Yeah. No, I actually they're sleeping on me. He knows.
You got balls?
Yeah, lucky. Yeah, send me up next time. Give me a B and we'll be good.
He said, look.
I'm about to say spit something right now.
No, he's famous for that.
Not off of me right now.
But that's the vibe I was getting listening to it. Like, did you guys basically come up with the concept for it and then put the music in, or did you put the music out?
I had that title for a while, and I was like, it just sounded like a you know, like a Ringoism or Yogi Berraism, where it's like a title where it's like contradictory a little bit, and it just like makes you think a little bit, where it's like funnily worded. And I thought they really surmised the project because it's like, it's really, I feel like it's really eclectic. I feel like it's not like someone just throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. It's more just like an evolution of it. I mean, like, the more you listen to it, the more you see it, like, it really kind of changes complexions a little bit.
Yeah.
But it all could be from the same artist, you know?
Yeah. That's why he wanted to do the whole track listing as act one, act two.
Yeah. I would say first three songs are more of that drive, like, mysterious vibe, and it gets brighter at the end with, like, No Hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get, like, more into, like, a really, like, neo-soul R&B vibe, like, four through, like, eight. Like, more, like, an urban vibe to it, or whatever, like, hip-hop. Or, then, like...
Even, like, some dream pop shoegaze.
Dream pop, yeah.
Like, some fucking 70s, like, Doobie Brother vibes. Yeah. Like, it's some crazy shit. So.
Yeah.
I get Magic Jordan. That's the only thing that I could... Yeah. Related to, I think I told you that when I first heard your song, I was like, and I don't even know where they fit. Like, it's very like alternative R&B ish.
You know what's so weird? Yeah, exactly. It's so weird because like I feel like they get like their association with Drake kind of puts them into like R&B vibe because like he makes R&B. But like Drake's biggest song that they wrote is like a pop song, kind of just like, with just like a lot of like synth textures and they're like dream pop song. But like even that song's not even that R&B compared to like, Drake's other songs. Like Drake has some real R&B songs compared to that. But yeah, that is, it's true. Like they're kind of like, I guess we're all gonna find out what Neo Noir makes soon, and along with Majid Jordan and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe we're onto a whole new genre. Who knows? We'll call it something later.
So you spoke a lot about like your process. What's like? Cause you guys said like, oh, we get together, we collaborate. Can you go a little bit more in depth as far as like how exactly a song comes together?
Yeah.
Is it more like you make a beat and then you just give it to him, or then like
they're all really
sorry?
And in that, can you give examples of your OCD/passion?
Oh yeah.
When you're making
/passion.
They're all different. Like some of the songs on there, I just found it on his page, and I was like probably in the train, and I just wrote it like a little while, and like started from that. Some of them, like, we were just chilling in the room, just, like, it started from, like, maybe a guitar idea or something like that, and then, like, it really just, like, there's, like, no set formula to how we do it.
We just, like, vibe off each other.
Yeah.
Like, we come up with melodies, then, usually guitar, or, like, me on the keyboards, something like that, or just, like, from, like, for example, we were fucking listening to Miss You by the Rolling Stones for
And you
like
wanted to capture
fucking
that
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Just for like no reason.
And we
then,
knew,
Then a song came out of that, which you can, when you listen to it, when you listen to the two songs together, you can hear the influence.
Yeah.
That's why we have like, that's why we don't even know what genre we are, because we have so many different influences from so many different like paths of music, basically.
Yeah. I usually say to people like alternative R&B and like dream pop and stuff, because like, I do like a lot of like,
because people like also putting labels on things.
They I feel like I don't. If you think in that way, like, oh, what are we? Like, then we're only gonna make one song.
Yeah.
You creatively, you can't put yourself in the box before like you gotta create and then say, oh, this is this that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just like stuck and like you know. So I say alternative R&B because it's like,
probably does fit in that.
Yeah, alternative R&B like. Although you could think of all the alternative R&B like acts that you know, like they all sound like R&B, but not really, and they don't sound like the same with each other. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't like say that like Frank Ocean and Miguel or Weeknd could all write the same song, but they all get labeled alternative R&B. They all kind of like, you know, they're all disciples of Prince when you really come down from it. Like we're just a separate sect.
Or MJ.
I was gonna throw it out.
MJ's another perfect.
Let him have his shine for a little bit.
MJ's another perfect example, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Where he's like, he's kind of a fusion artist. He's kind of like a pioneer in that sense with Prince at the same era. Like, what do you say, MJ? MJ has so many rock. He has a song with Eddie Van Halen as well. Yeah. Like exact example. Yeah. Like he kind of touched everything. Like, no, stupid in a good way. Stupid in a good way. I saw him react. He was like,
I was heartbroken.
No, that song. Actually, we listened to like a lot of the Jacksons too. Like before MJ kind of split off. That's something we listened to a lot. Like going into this project for sure. Mm. Going to the LCD thing though.
What was that song
you
listened to all the time?
Man. Oh crap! I forgot it. Torture or something?
Torture.
Fire. Oh my god.
Play that all the time in high school when I was in a
like,
band. I used to kill that shit.
Yeah, I would play that like going to work. He sent it to me. He's like, yo, let's make something like this. And I was like, damn, I forgot about the song. Song's fire. It's like, oh, and George Benson too. Like, he's great. Like, he teamed up with Quincy Jones for a bunch of records and stuff like that. That's amazing. Going off the OCD thing, like my brain is like never off creatively. And like, I'm like up like all times a day. Man. I'm just pacing around. Just like, no, I'm really fucking like obsessed. Like I really want.
He used to go out on these fucking. He'd be like, "I'll be right back." I'm like, "Where are you going?" Oh, I'm just going off.
Yeah,
walk.
Yeah.
He'd be like walking up and down the block, yeah. Like just like.
You just see him walk back.
Yeah, just like, walking back. And yeah,
got the old lady with neighborhood watch.
Yeah. Like I'm always thinking. I'm always thinking. Like if I'm not thinking about like writing, I'm thinking about like what can we do creatively to promote this or what things like that. Mm. So like. I'll check out his page. I'll write to what I can. I'll come up with something else. So just like I'm always like thinking about something like that.
Put it like this: Drew will send someone a track, and there'll be an essay with that one track. Yeah. Like listening to that.
Nah, tracks. I sent by itself.
You sent like a track.
No.
He got no examples of when I did this. But no, but like in terms of like just how like the vision, like I'm really hands on.
He
goes on these things called bum walks, so he'll find something that he likes and he'll walk from 157th down to West 4th.
Yeah.
Right? Just thinking of a bunch of ideas and sending you like 28 texts within a minute.
He said bum walks.
Yeah. Like I'll have this kind of like
157.
Oh yeah.
You go from Harlem.
Yeah.
And it'll be really quick. It'll be like in 33 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
He does those power walks. But he's literally like,
I'm a New Yorker.
He's locating his hips with
everything. Yeah. I'll just get in the zone though, and like, a lot of people call me Forrest because like I just walk like, I will walk all of New York and just like just go on like I'll visualize something or like internalize something. And I'm like, yo, like I could honestly plan out the next 5 years of my career like in that moment, and it's just like. It's like that window of creativity. You don't want to like, let it go or anything. So like so many people complain about like block and stuff like that. And like, if I see it, I'm just like on a wave.
Mm. Is your notes section in your phone like full?
You'd be surprised. I have like nothing in there.
You don't write anything?
For songs.
Oh, just ideas, sparks of creativity.
It's all in his iMessages.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yo! You just let him loose. Okay.
You just let him.
I think once an idea is fresh, he'll just text it to us and be like, "Yo,
this
is what I have in mind," and we'll just have to like either save it or. Like,
yeah, I don't plan an essay. I don't write it out. Yeah. I just stream conscious, tell him a whole bunch of shit, and it's like.
So is it like one of those things where you hear the door close and you're like, "Oh, there's Drew again. He just left."
This became like a Rose Drew session. This is crazy.
So when you have ideas, it's more just like rapid fire. Like I'm sending you 25 texts, getting this off my brain. What do you think?
Like a lot of times.
And this is not. I just find this very interesting how different creative people's brains work. That's all.
I'm kidding around. It's fine.
I'm not roasting you.
I feel like I get a little like manic sometimes, and like I kind of experience a little like hypomania, and like you get like a lot of creative ideas in that moment. Exactly. So it's just like I'm taking advantage of this. Yeah, it's like a mental skill that you have, and you just gotta like really hone it. So it's like if I think differently than a lot of people, then I've gotta like take advantage of that. It's like it's not there. It's there for a reason. Like I said, like everything's for a reason. So.
What do you want to accomplish with this project? Like, what, or do you have any set goals for this project, or is it more so like I gave this my all, I put it out here, and whatever happens, happens.
Oh nah, like
Dan said, I might have
something. It's actually a good thing. Like I listened to this project two and through. We worked on like these guys were in the studio this weekend, just adding the finishing touches to everything, and like. I mean, really listen to this thing front and back. It's a soundtrack in a sense to like millennial love, you know? Like
That's what my intention was, honestly, with it too.
Yeah.
Like going on hookup culture. That's a big inspiration. Like honestly this is like a trivial kind of comparison, but I feel like we want so much. Like we want the optimal result, minimal risk. So you even see that in every industry, like even like basketball, like everyone's shooting threes because like it's the optimal result, minimal risk, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like dating is honestly like now dating is like everyone's shooting threes. Everyone's got three people they're dating, a whole like thing. Like it's not, the monogamy is kind of like not the same.
Will I swipe left or will I swipe right?
Yeah, it's like
I don't fucking.
Yeah, there's so many options now. There's so many different things to do. That's not like the exact narrative, but like there's a larger narrative now to dating.
Yeah.
Because the internet, like once again, the internet honestly. Like I know I wanted to get into this into a concept like for later on for like, a project because like I keep telling them, yo, I want to drop so many projects this year, like I go in the zone like that, but like the internet is the rock star of this day and age. Like you got like Frank Sinatra in the 20s, then you got Elvis, and then you got like, you could go down the line, right? But the last person in my opinion, like MJ was like tops, then Facebook, honestly, no one, that's it. Because no one dominates the industry the same way like MJ. Like you can listen to whoever it is, like, but you can also not listen to them because you have the option to not listen to them anymore.
I don't know, man. Usher's confession still not.
I mean, that's great, but like, you can't compare. Oh, yeah. But say, like,
I can go Thriller. A couple months without Usher.
Exactly. Thriller comes out, you can't avoid that. That's like one of the best pop albums of all time. Like, now you can pick and choose, and you can kind of like hold yourself in or kind of like be exposed, like you said, exposed to anything else. Yeah. But internet is the rock star of this age. Like, everyone's kind of equal on a different playing field. Like, everyone's got their own stands and different like fans and people who go hard for them. It's not the same.
Everyone has the same outlet.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, I think, like, music nowadays just, or anything, any kind of artistry is very crucial. Because at the end of the day, these guys can make something that resonates with the world. They can make something that one person listens to, and that's it.
Yeah. Honestly, it's a testament, too. We're all friends here because of the internet. Like, we're here because the internet is like the rock star. Like I said, like, I don't know how you guys got together, too, but I'm guessing some way or another, internet, you know?
College. Oh, okay.
Ran across him, said, "Oh, okay, cool."
Right. I mean, I think I DM'd Jarrell. Like,
you did.
that was it.
Slid it right in my DMs.
Yeah. Hey.
But yeah, I want this to be good, cool. Like, personally, like, they could have different responses, but this is like a really good building block, I feel like.
Do y'all have any other expectations for the project?
I mean, I'm so in for the best, to be honest. Like, I don't know. Just, it's like the first thing that we're putting out.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So it's like, we need to, I don't know.
Just go through it?
Yeah, go through it. Do our first shows. Like, get Popper Cherry, basically.
Yeah. honestly, too, like a big inspiration to me, like, I mean, he's a really polarizing figure, but in terms of just like how I live my life, I know one time L.A. Reid like said Kanye is such a like confident guy, but he works that hard to be that confident. So like I'm not gonna come on here and be like, oh, I'm just hoping this is the best. Like, I really feel like you're gonna like this today or you're gonna like this tomorrow. Like this is gonna be dope. But like the thing is, we're all really creative guys who put our minds together. We want to be ahead of the curve. So like if you don't understand it now, the genre now, like you're gonna get it eventually. Like there was a song I sent him. And me and him, we fucking love this song. We love this song so much. But you guys have probably didn't get to it yet if you got to like 4 or something.
I'll get to it.
Yeah. So like, I sent it to him. And then the other day he texted me, he's like, yo, this song, you were right. I'm just like, yo, it's not right now, but you're going to get it. And he texted me like right away. He's just like, the thing is that like, you got a freedom right now. All of us, like, we are trying, but like, when you're irrelevant in terms of like not on top, you have so much freedom. No one's controlling you. No one's telling you this, that. You don't have a company controlling your creativity. Yeah. You can just do whatever you want. So like, I'd rather just put something out and build off it. And what you did to start is always there, like from the beginning. Like maybe we 3 that project down the road, you're like, oh crap, the first project was really ahead of the curve. Like, wow, you listen to this now. Like, there's so many people like that. You listen to like the earlier shit. But I, like, we talked about the OCD thing, and like I all of that. OCD and like passion, it's to justify me walking around like, yo, I'm making something dope right here. I'm starting something dope with my friends. Like, and I did that too, honestly, with the move. It's just like, I wanted to inspire my friends to do the same things. I wanted to take the same risks. Like, if you're my boy, maybe you're like, yo, this is dope. I like his tracks. I want to have that same work ethic. Or maybe you're like, yo, you ain't shit. Why are you being so confident? And then so then prove me wrong and be better. That's it. And either way, you inspire the culture of the people around you. Because, like, New York gets that narrative of being, like, haters and stuff like that. So, like, fuck it. If you're going to, like, hate, then, like, be better than me. But, like, you got to walk around, like, if you walk around being timid, like, oh, I hope this is good or like that. I'm not saying that with your response, but, like.
It was more like. I know it's good.
He knows. Yeah,
like,
he knows.
I know it's
good. Nah, trust me. This dude, oh, my God.
Siggy mad laid back. He was like. He, like, listen.
Nah, he's mad, yeah.
He got the hand. He got the hand in his hand. He's like, listen. This is good, all right. Listen to it.
I know. He's definitely one of the most calm people I know, especially. But, like, when you're starting a collective, when you're starting any group like this, you guys know, like, sometimes you're the beacon with your confidence to kind of inspire the people. It's like, how can
all I was saying is, like, you never know.
No, you never know.
Like, yeah. You never know, like, how many people are going to hear your shit. Because I know we have the shit. It's just, but it's like, the only shit is, like, how many people are going to hear it. That's what I was getting at. Like,
I agree.
If we get people, like, everybody that's going to listen to our shit, they're going to be like, okay, it's tight.
Yeah.
That's not what I was saying. It's more like, I'm not hoping that people like, I know that people will like it. It's just like, we need to get, no, we need to get heard. No, like, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I was just clarifying. I was just clarifying, like, yeah. Cause like that is our mindset. Like that's someone's going to like listen to it within a given time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that just going on like Neo Noir as the branding, I think that it best represents like the best aspects of these two, of Drew and Siggy. Cause it's like, I don't know how to fucking explain it to you. This guy right here, Drew, he's one of the most confident people I've ever met in my life, right? And then it's just this marriage with Siggy, who he made these instrumentals, and he was uploading them to, like, YouTube. They're so cinematic, and it was just like, yeah, you could have a trillion rappers discover him and, like, just try throwing, like, whatever bars on it. They might make a hot song and stuff like that, but the fact that this, like, the chemistry between them and the songs that they've created thus far and, like, in their project is just, it's a romance.
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely I was agreeing with him. I just wanted to, like, elaborate more just because... I agree.
And I think that just going on the sound of it, it shows like the frustrations. Okay. It shows like this guy, he'll speak on all the bullshit that he's gone through just trying to get this project done.
Yeah.
And it's over the course of
you
time.
You got a lot of the bullshit fuel you, honestly. But like the reason I got a lot of optimism and hope for it is like we like naturally, like we shouldn't have like ever met up and made music like this. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like this is a kind of inspiring, like you bring people together that you don't even know, like it's just like everything's kind of gravitating towards this product. Like, think of it not even as music, just a product, and everyone's kind of just gravitating, coming together because they believe in the product, and like that's how you're like, going to move the culture a little bit.
Got you. Well, I kind of, it's not really a negative question, but I like people to understand like obstacles and struggles, because like when you're talking about like, you know, making music and doing this project, it almost sounds as people might interpret it to be like, oh, you know, we had no obstacles, you know, we got together, we got in the studio, everything worked out perfectly. So like if you could just speak a little about like even one obstacle and like how you guys overcame that, and you know how you guys like,
you want to start?
There's so many.
Like, us living in different countries and trying to make that work.
Not dying.
Living together in the same apartment, and then like his ex was still there, and trying to like, we're trying to make music, and all that stuff was going on.
Like, since we met, like I've tried to fucking kill myself. Like,
wait, I know you meant like because you were pain in the ass.
Actually, we've gone through a lot of shit together.
Yeah,
we've gone to fucking bar fights together. We like,
damn,
we've gone through all this shit. Like, he's seen me at my darkest time. Like, so, like, it's definitely not been, like, a fucking dance on fucking roses. Like, it's been a crazy time. Like, it's been ups and downs. Like, I don't even know. Like, I can't even go even further than that. Like,
finances is always something.
Finances, we've been broke together. We've been fucking, like, crying about shit. Like, no, we have no money. Like, God, we can't go to the bar. Fuck. Like,
I think the best way to describe their obstacles is I was planning on visiting these guys in Toronto way back in October, I was gonna go there. I was gonna take a bus out there on Friday, and Drew texted me like, "Yo, yeah, it's cool. You're gonna sleep on the floor and stuff. But if you gotta take a shit, you gotta go to Subway."
Yeah,
and I think that
our toilet was clogged for like 3 months.
Yeah,
like 3 months. That's because of him. Yo, he takes mad shit.
I didn't even need to know all that.
Nah, I don't.
No.
He's I don't. He's just getting his creative juices going.
Yeah, exactly. That's a precursor, right? That's a catalyst.
I was
my bad.
Ego.
I didn't mean to do that.
No, he ready.
That blue moon is kicking in.
Low key. I think the biggest thing creatively with like any artist is like egos. I think it's just finding like middle ground. Like Siggy is a producer. Drew is an artist. Like really, like, because he has a different ear. Drew has a different ear. Aramis has a different ear. I have a different ear. So I guess one of the bigger struggles is just trying to find that middle ground and make sure everyone's on the same page with like what sounds good. I know like that's your biggest thing, making sure like this shit is like perfect, like in you too, like just making sure everything is sort of synchronized in a way.
I have a question about that, and like a lot, like I can imagine you want to do certain things and the rest of you might not agree, or vice versa. With any, does anybody have the overriding decision?
I mean,
like,
I don't know. I think
is there anybody's word that, what if there's something that you guys can't agree on?
I think they everyone
if we can't agree on it, then we won't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like everyone makes their case and then they kind of do it, but I feel like you can kind of see like chemistry. Like, for example, again, like on a basketball team, like someone has to have like the rock. There's one person. Like, it can't be like two people touching the ball and stuff like that. So like someone has got like the vision at that moment, and then they kind of like see it, or then they defer if they don't. Like, you kind of just like gotta like move it though. Like, there has to be like that movement of creativity. And sometimes like someone's gonna be really hard-headed, and someone else is gonna be hard-headed, but the best is coming to a decision is gonna make the best decision out of it. Cause you see both parties are really like passionate, and that's good, you both care. Like, yeah. Compromise is gonna be the solution, so.
And it's also something that just comes with time. Like, he was talking about how he sent me a song way back when, where it was just like, I wasn't feeling it, I didn't see it. And I explained that to him, like, yo, like, I don't know. And then he was really emphasizing, yo, this needs to be one of the songs on that's gonna go on the SoundCloud. It's gonna be one of the songs I'm gonna push. Yeah. I didn't see it until a few mixes down the road, and it's just like, oh shit, like, this is actually one of my favorite tracks on the fucking project. Yeah.
And this thing too, that's like the thing about being an artist or being a visionary of any time. And I say that too, like, in terms of like personally, you're building on yourself. Like, an artist can see something just like a drum beat, a bass line. Like I said, there's no formula to the song.
Yeah.
You kind of see that, but like, the job of art is to kind of meet the listener halfway or something like that. Like, so we had to get it to the point where he can appreciate it, or get a listener to the point where you can appreciate it. And the same honestly as a person, like, if you are an artist and you've got a certain identity, you're building yourself to like a mass audience. Like, you're starting off with like a niche group and then building, you know? Like, you are kind of like a reflection of your own art. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear that song now that you said that.
It's called Dark Liquor.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I got a nice little commute home. I'll finish it on the commute. Yeah, word. I will. So, you said you're planning to drop this when?
This weekend, likely.
I mean, website coming up Friday.
Yeah.
So probably, I don't know, probably Saturday.
It's another testament to how many obstacles we go through, because like, you want to say, hey guys, 4:00 this time, but then like this has fell through and like.
Which outlets though is it gonna be?
It's gonna be everywhere.
Everywhere.
Nice. Okay. Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere. SoundCloud.
Like, you're gonna walk down the street and just random people, we've got them paid to just sing it out loud. And
okay. No, I just want to make sure you had it on the proper.
On MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace,
yeah, bring it back.
Bringing it back now.
Oh, I was gonna be like, wait.
Yo, retro vibes all the way.
Shout out to Tom, man.
Shout out to Tom.
Tom, if you're listening, yo, collab.
Oh, man. And you guys have a show too, right, coming up?
Yeah, February 26th. Oh, at the Iridium?
February 26th, Monday.
Where?
The Iridium. It's on 50th Street and Broadway. It's like right next to Stardust Diner and like that theater, I think Wonderland or something. Wonder thing. It's like where Mamma Mia was. So it's like a really famous like jazz venue. Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. Tom, if you're listening, come through.
Come through, Tom.
What time?
Huh?
What time?
Show starts at 8:30.
I think his door is at, what, 7?
Yeah, doors open at 7:15.
7:15, yeah.
Oh, dope. We'll put that up too for you.
Yeah, put that on the IG page. That's dope. Yeah, I mean, normally when artists come on, we normally ask them to, like, you know, perform or sing. Or so, if you know, if you want to sing, you know, I'm going to leave the option open for you.
Aramis got a mean beatbox in him, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Spit those 16s, like you said.
Yeah. He sounds being nice tonight. I asked. Normally, I'm just like, yo, sing some shit.
Yeah, I
would've
brought my guitar.
And
so, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, if you guys want to have us on the game, we'll perform for you.
Oh, it ain't for me.
Yeah. I prefer a Young Thug type beat if I want to rap.
Okay.
His name is not Young Thug more.
Sex. I'm sorry. Can I get a Sex type beat?
What's his name?
Sex.
It's more fitting. It's more fitting, actually.
I love him.
Me too. Yo, he's a rock. He's a rock. Yo, I love that guy.
Sex.
My name is Sex.
Wait, is it true? Is it true that like, was it Gucci Mane or someone signed him, but just like never even hearing his music or something like that? Or someone co-signed him, never hearing him. They just saw like his fucking like persona, and just like, I know this guy's fucking good. I heard that somewhere.
I hope that's not true. Yo, he looked weird back in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
We definitely appreciate you guys.
Thank you guys.
Definitely appreciate you guys coming through. You got any lasting words you want to shout out, like your IGs or all your social media? Lasting words about the project? All that
My
stuff.
IG is trash. Don't go in there.
Wait, it is trash or is... Okay.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, I was taken aback for a second.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can like find us as like really pompous assholes. Maybe you guys do, but like we definitely roast ourselves a lot, and we're very definitely like self-deprecating.
As you can see, you can go to blackplanet.com/neonor. We also have a Skonex page.
You want to see
see Dan black.com?
Yeah, stupid. We kind of like photoshopped him getting like having sex with some
fuck you.
Wait, first
name. You gotta put that on the website too.
You'll
email them that picture.
My Instagram is I can't go
out
to the public.
Nah.
Maybe. Okay, check my Instagram tonight at @young_stamos.
Underscore Stamos.
You got a John Stamos vibe going on.
I used to.
Uncle Jesse type.
Oh, Twitter? @young Uncle Jesse.
There you go.
Young, is that one word? Young Uncle Jesse?
Yeah. Now you got okay. Michael vibe.
Mm-hmm. What about the rest of you guys? Y'all good on?
The SoundCloud, Facebook page?
I mean, y'all could do that. Yeah. I could do it too.
I mean, what's the Facebook? Neo Noir? Just Facebook, Neo Noir. SoundCloud, just Neo Noir.
Yeah, you sent all these links.
Everything
will include it.
Everything is Neo Noir.
I mean,
your Instagram, Siggy.
My Instagram is @beeslord. That's B-E-E. You say Z over here, right?
Yes.
C L O R D. Twitter @SBTheLord.
Yeah. Wait, what are you saying in Canada?
Z.
That,
phonetic okay.
Alphabet.
Cool. He's like, you say Z over here, right? Thought it was Z everywhere. Yeah, I thought it changed. Did it change?
You can follow me. Cool. I mean, I manage these guys, but I got some upcoming musical shit I'm working on too. It's I am Dan R. I.am.dan.r. I mean, everything was taken, so that's all I could work with. But we got Arrow and I got some upcoming shit we're working on too. Production. Music, all that stuff. So stay tuned. Neo Noir might become a collective. You know, it's these two, but like I said, it could become bigger than that, and it will be. I'm confident. I'm confident in these two. These two are like gold, waiting to be discovered.
Mm. Damn, the real businessman.
Yeah, right.
Neo Noir could be bigger than that. These two are like gold. Yo, I love it. I feel it, man.
Listen, I gotta be honest. I'm trying to be a Diddy, Jay-Z.
I can see that in you. I love that. Yeah.
Thanks. You're almost as good as Diddy as a rapper too.
Eat it.
I mean, damn.
I told you, everyone.
I mean,
shade. Take that.
I mean, which Diddy we talking about? If Mace is writing this shit, then you know.
Oh man,
you guys. The point where you realize you have like the dumbest social media. Instagram La Flecha 2017. That is LAFLECHA 2017 La Flecha. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
So you created this last year, I'm assuming.
It was 2018, but it's just inside. You should shout out your past ones. What was it? Billy Bukaki, left hand Lorenzo, right hand Ronaldo, Felipe Fuego.
Those are fire names. Do that shit right. Change your Instagram name to Felipe Fuego. Like, do that.
Somebody will say Felipe Fuego. Somebody took it.
Felipe underscore Fuego.
Nah, we don't do underscores
here. Your boy got an underscore.
We're working on that.
He's like, we spoke to him about that. Oh man, but now we definitely appreciate you guys coming through.
Nah, we thank you for
all the listeners. Make sure y'all check out Neo Noir's album. What's how you say this thing? What's this? This is a long. Not all there while you were here. Make sure y'all check that out. Hopefully, sometime this weekend when it drops. If not, check it Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, by the time this episode drops,
it'll be up there. Yeah,
it'll definitely be out Monday. Then make sure y'all check out Neo Noir's album. It's definitely
and the show.
Oh yeah, and the show coming up on the 26th. Make sure y'all go ahead. Yeah, cool. If y'all just send it to us, we'll put it up on the Instagram page. Yeah, but make sure y'all check their music out. Going to be available everywhere, all streaming platforms. Check out the show on the 26th if y'all in the New York City area. So we definitely appreciate you guys coming on. As always, you guys keep listening to the podcast. We appreciate all the love and support. Make sure you rate, share, subscribe. Keep passing the brand on. Cool Now has been phenomenal. Like, we've been blowing up, and it's been amazing just because of all the listeners and how you guys have been sharing and supporting the podcast. Really appreciate that. Make sure you check out the YouTube page. Kev out here working hard on that, making sure y'all get the full length video. So now, if you know you get tired of listening to us, you can watch us as well. So make sure you check out the YouTube page. We got any other announcements?
No, just working on some stuff.
Should have the website done. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks, have a new website. So yeah, just keep making sure y'all support. We appreciate everything. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.